This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday as we have items sent to you from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include animal stray. North Bernard received report of a stray golden retriever. Dog was returned to the owner. The owner said he'll figure out where he's escaping from. Disposition, return to owner. So he's going to take care of that. So
he'll get right on that. And some dogs are like escape artists.
Yeah.
They're better at it than others.
I actually, a long time ago, I had a dog that could climb a fence.
I had one that could open a master lock.
Yeah, it was a chain link fence, and it could actually climb up it. It'd Sweet. Take him a while.
But okay.
Then when he got caught, he'd wag his tail.
Yeah, good. Of course.
Yeah. Civil standby, Avenue K, received request for a civil standby for custody exchange. The resident of the house trespassed the reporting party from the residence. But what about my stuff?
Ah!
And, yeah, you get trespassed, but your stuff is still in there. What do you do?
Yeah.
You get the cops to show up, and then you glare at each other. So, traffic complaint, Wood Street. A resident spoke with an officer regarding an uncontrolled intersection. Officers advise him to go to the next city council meeting. Disposition assistance given. What?
Yell at those guys.
Those idiots. Bunch of morons. But it's kitty corner from my house where they some people moved in, and then they have a family, and then there's another family. So at one time, it was like yesterday, there was 9 kids playing in the street.
Oh, geez.
But they put up that little plastic sign saying, slow down, children. Oh, but what are you going to do? I mean, that's where the kids are. They're in the street racing around, and they're all kinds of different ages.
Well,
and they're all coming from one house.
What is an uncontrolled intersection? There's no signs?
No, it's Avenue K. You know, there's, it's, you know, and it goes, you start seeing some signage toward West Side, toward the school there, but there's no yield sign, I guess, coming off of Wood Street onto Avenue K. So I don't know if they want to put a yield sign or a stop sign, but people usually yield there anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's Avenue K, and that seems to be where the traffic is, and people usually will yield there because there's people going up and down Avenue K pretty quickly. Well, 25 miles an hour till you hit the kid zone, and then you got to, like, stop and wait for the kids to go by. At least they weren't flipping people off like that 5-year-old did a couple days ago. So, traffic complaint on Grand Street. Received a complaint. A vehicle sped up when the reporting party was in the intersection. Ah! The registered owner of the vehicle was contacted. He'll speak with his spouse who was driving the vehicle. He didn't believe it was intentional. Disposition completed. So the missus decides to gun the engine when someone's in an intersection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he doesn't think it's intentional. Or, you know, some of the things she does to him at home. So, yeah. Let's see. Property found, East Monroe. Child's bike brought in law enforcement. It's been sitting at an intersection for several days. Oh, and talking to Nick down at Larson's, bikes are a valued commodity now.
And I've noticed across the street from my house in Washington Park a couple of bikes behind the dumpsters there. And they have been there for several days.
Uh-oh.
It made me think back to the day when I got my first real bike. Boy, if I had come home without it.
Oh, yeah, there's the belt. There's the wooden spoon. Here you go.
Yeah, that was my parents' preferred method was the wooden spoon.
Yeah, so if you're missing your bike, go to check out the bike cage, too.
Yep.
So it's right behind City Hall, right behind the police department. It's a cage of bikes.
Yep, because you got to cage them in or they'll roam free.
Yeah, they'll run away. Child welfare, East Madison, received request for the welfare check of a child. Officers responded, spoke with the mother and the child. The mother had disciplined the child for running into the alley without looking. Disposition completed. So she disciplined the child. Didn't say what it was, but then someone, I better call the police.
She's abusing him.
A child's being disciplined. So suspicious activity. North Day received a report of a couple acting suspiciously. Officers searched the area. The couple was gone. Disposition, gone on run. They were out for a walk, though. So.
Yeah, but the theme to the Pink Panther was playing.
Yeah, that could have been. Yeah. That's suspicious.
That is totally suspicious.
Animal stray, Spring Hill. While on patrol, CSO observed two spaniel-type dogs running stray. They were returned to the owner, issued warning for animal running at large. So that doesn't happen a lot when Anna's out driving and sees the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So that's, I mean, those dogs are definitely busted. So, littering, South Douglas, received a complaint of someone dumping grass and et cetera in the back of a residence they bought. Caller would like an officer to meet them back there. An officer responded, spoke with the RP. They were given some options how to handle the situation. Disposition completed. So put it in the garbage, I guess. So that would handle it. So, but if it's the other guy, the neighbor, you know, I'm going to shake my fist at him. So we'll see cops back there, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, animal loss, C7th, an officer assisted a dog owner who was trying to catch their dog. Assistance given. Do you got a dog treat? Yes, I do. I can't help anymore, though. No. Let's see, fraud-related, Avenue A, report of fraud, case under investigation. Fraud-related, E2nd, report of a check fraud. And then fraud-related, Greenfield Drive received a report of a fraud case under investigation.
Wow.
It's the fraud season, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Got your fraud decorations up.
Yeah. And then you got the old school guy with the check fraud. Come on. Get with the latest, okay? Yeah. Ready report, South Cheyenne received a report of a person who was intoxicated and driving. The vehicle was already out of city limits. At the time of the call, so Park County Sheriff and Wyoming Highway Patrol notified, referred to other agency.
And by the time they get the word to the proper agency and they respond.
Yeah, the guy's already in the canal. Already done.
Exactly.
Yeah. Harassment, East Coulter, report of harassment. An officer responded. Case under investigation. When you decide you're going to go out and harass someone, you usually leave a trail of some kind.
Yeah.
Traffic stop, West Coulter. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning, driving without headlights and no driver's license. This is at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's usually dark at that time, so I'm guessing. So. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include welfare check, A Street. RP wants welfare check and the people who live here as there was an unreported domestic there last night. He wants to make sure they're okay. Why didn't you report it last night then? Oh.
Well, I didn't want to intrude.
Yeah, didn't want to get involved.
But
so.
Now it's the day after. I will intrude because I want to see if everyone's okay.
Let's see, miscellaneous assistance, Cody Law Enforcement Center. RP wants to talk to an officer about volunteering for riot control. Disposition, assistance, Kevin.
Okay, step one, move to the city.
Yeah.
Where it's happening.
Yeah, you could do that. Good grief. Trespass complaint, at Zapata's, manager being threatened by a disgruntled employee. He was gruntled when he worked there.
Not anymore.
No, now he is disgruntled. They took his gruntle away.
And
he is dissed.
He's no longer aiming for that big promotion, I'm guessing.
No. So, and it's just, and then we'll call back a month later. Can I get a reference from you?
Not a good one, but I'll give you a reference.
Fraud related at YDOT Maintenance Shop. RP states he had fraud occur via email on unemployment claims. Disposition, assistance given. I didn't know that YDOT was laying people off.
I talked with a buddy yesterday who works for that organization, and they actually just hired somebody. So.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, YDOT is kind of one of those essential services that we do need here in Wyoming.
So. Oh, okay. Disturbance on 16th Street. RP states there is a kid at the club, and the kid is spitting on other kids, and the grandmother has been called and was very irate when called. Physician assistance, Kevin. Grandma seems great. So, what are you calling me for? It's your grandkid.
You know, little spitty.
Yeah, just doesn't like to get along with others, seems to be the problem. Let's see, Patrol Extra at Legends Bookstore. People are still buying books too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Animal Call Other, East Sheridan Hill. There's a deer in the middle of the road.
Of course there is.
You're in Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Animal Call Other on A Street. RP says there's a cat in a trap. She'd like to have the animal control take it to the shelter as she has a doctor's appointment. Disposition to animal shelter.
Can't someone else do it?
Yeah, let someone. You got to come and get it now because I got to go to the doctor. So, trespass complaint, Sheridan Avenue. RP would like to report juveniles on the roof of her buildings. RP advised there is video footage. Assistance, Kevin.
Well, you want to get that video footage when high crimes are being committed.
That's the big one right there.
Mm-hmm.
Miscellaneous assistance, County Road 2AB in the lobby, says he sold a vehicle to a now ex-employee, and he has some questions regarding it, unable to assist. We're not lawyers, okay, or officers. So,
gee, I wonder if he fell behind on the payments or something.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's exactly what it is. So, animal on roadway at Walmart. RP says her small black dog jumped out of the vehicle, is running around the parking lot. She has been unsuccessful grabbing it, scared it's going to get hit by a car. Disposition, return to owner. Stupid dog.
Send down your best dog wrangler.
Yeah. Threat Salisbury, RP like speaking officer regarding an argument he had with his neighbor. Will you back me up on this after I threaten him? Trespass complaint, Walmart. Panhandler was asked to leave the property. They're still there.
Yeah.
Large white RV parked at the end of Road 9. Female wearing blue jeans, dark hoodie, had a gas can and a sign that said, out of gas with two kids. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. A big RV.
Those big RVs take a lot of juice. So.
They do. And a gas can. What's that going to get you to the end of Walmart?
Well, and, you know, props always help your pitch.
Yeah. So, theft, Shoshone Court Apartments. RP says her sister's back license plate on her car was stolen.
Oh,
or
no.
Maybe it fell down.
Off.
Yeah. Nuisance complaint, Mentauk Park. Two teenagers in the park playing vulgar music. Garth. That's when he went to the. That's when he went over to the hoodie side. Oh.
Yeah, that little-known Brooks and Dunn rap album.
And then welfare check, Salisbury. RP says he hasn't heard from his fiance in a few hours. She's supposed to be going back to her Airbnb. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. So, yeah, she found something else.
Maybe
she found something better.
Maybe she got a better offer.
Sorry. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. Where on Friday, Tim is fully gruntled. So talk to him today. Anyway, appreciate the Powell Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.